Hey, this is the Bud Man, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 93.1 WFLA. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody, and with me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome, Chris.
Hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And we are in the middle of a lot of people moving and figuring it out. I mean, graduations, Memorial Day's coming up next weekend. And so schools are winding down. So people are thinking about, where do I want to be for the next school year? And what do I want to do? And all of that. And yep. Now is a great time to consider it. And if you consider it in the next couple of weeks before everybody else is considering it, you might have more choices and more opportunities.
Definitely.
And not be as much in a competitive spirit as you might have to be when you're dealing with other people looking for the same thing that you are. And there's so many opportunities in Central Florida, whether it comes down to new construction, if it comes to something that you're looking for that already exists out there, certain neighborhoods, certain price points, mm-hmm. whatever you're looking for is pretty much out there, which yep. is always good. And as a seller, you might want to get a head start on everything too and be prepared for when school gets out that you're ready to rock and roll much more than anybody else is.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. I mean, I think for every, like you said, every property type, I mean, there's going to be a match.
Exactly.
You know, so, I mean, we said it like a long time ago, like we are matchmakers, you know, when it comes to finding you a house and what have you, you uh-huh. know, I mean, there's going to be one for everybody.
Yeah, definitely. And so when it comes down to it and when you're actually looking for what you want, you can, I believe that you can find it in any area of town, what you're looking for, if you mm-hmm. want to be in the north, if you want to be in the south, the east, the west, the central, or whatever. It just, you know, certain neighborhoods are, there's high price neighborhoods in every area. There's yep. lower price, there's middle prices. So wherever you want to be, there are definitely opportunities for you to do that. And then working in conjunction with your lender as to what you can afford, like Chris right there, that you could go ahead and find the right kind of financing that works for you. And there's all kinds of different opportunities there with as low as 3% down in some circumstances. Sometimes you can even get 100% financing, and sometimes you just want to pay cash. So there's yep. all kinds of opportunities throughout the market for you to do that. And one of the biggest things that I'm constantly amazed at and still amazed at today is the rental prices out there to me seem so crazy. And I know they had a meeting this week that wasn't any big surprise to us in regards to affordable housing in Orlando. And we're one of the worst in the nation in regards to affordable housing. And that's because the rental prices are so high. But what people don't know is that they could possibly and probably buy for less than what they're paying in rent. And then it's much more affordable, and they could afford to buy a house as opposed to not be able to buy a house. Yeah. And so it's amazing to me that's a great opportunity. So when you're doing that, so you're paying less than what you would pay in rent. Like we just talked about, you don't need a whole lot of money to put down. And usually it's about the same amount that you have to put down as what you would have to put down for a rental property anyway.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take that much money to do that. And you're much better off to at least investigate it and see what the scoop is.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. I mean, half of the time to get a rental, you have to have decent credit score anyways, you
yes.
know, or they're going to penalize you and maybe not even give you the unit or make you pay double and triple a deposit.
Right.
So, you know, might as well, like you said, at least check. I mean, the worst they could say is no, maybe not right now. You're ready, you know, as far as, you know, maybe working with Chris or something like that to get you the mortgage. But I mean, why not? I mean, you know, a closed mouth doesn't get fed. So you might as well shop around and see, because like I said, I mean, I'm working with a lady who she didn't think would qualify to buy a home. So we started looking at rentals, and her credit's like 660. So she's, and I'm like, what are you doing? And the rents are, the places she's looking at are like $1,600, $1,800. And they're these little two bedroom, two bath, little condos that aren't even upgraded. And so I'm like, no, let's turn this around and let's turn the envelope. But then I have this other lady who's has her 587, who the same thing. She just moved here from Miami. So she's looking at rentals, and everywhere that she's applied so far, she's gotten denied because of her credit score.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like, you know, okay, well, it's where I said 580 can get you a house, you know, won't get you a rental, but it'll get you a house. So I'm trying to turn her around.
Yeah, so the thing is that when you really look at it and you're comparing apples to apples, it makes so much more sense in this market to buy than it does to rent.
Definitely.
And as investors, I mean, it obviously makes sense to buy because you're getting those high rents.
Yep, exactly.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home's sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, 407-566-2555. So whatever your real estate needs are, we're here to handle them and to help you with them. Yep. And to just at least give you advice. And the consultation is free. It doesn't cost you anything to check it out. And just to sit down with us, whether it's us to figure out, mm-hmm. you know, what kind of housing that you want, or whether it's Chris to find out what kind of mortgage works for you, or if a mortgage works for you, then you can actually, you know that you've actually checked it out and you know what you have to plan on and do in the future, as opposed to just wondering. And that's the biggest mistake I think I've made in my life, is that I think I know what's going on and I don't actually know what's going on. And the only way to actually find out is to actually ask. And so it only makes sense to ask, to figure out what's mm-hmm. the best thing for you and your family in doing it. And it doesn't take that much time to figure it out. Usually the best case scenario is that we've got 60 days to get the job done. But we can do it in 45 if we need to. We can find you a house in a weekend, and then you can get your loan going and everything. And loans are still probably about 30 days on the outside, right, Chris?
Yeah, typically 30 or less.
So when you're looking at that, you don't need a lot of lead time in order to get it done. If you're going to buy a house, a new house, you might need some lead time.
Yep.
Because if you're going to build what you want to build, usually they're talking anywhere from 4 to 8 months is what the lead time is right now. But they do have some inventory homes that you can move into right away. And so just depending on what you want. And when you're looking and going through that new home scenario, I'm working with somebody right now that they want a low HOA and they don't want to have all the bells and whistles. But then there's other people that are looking for all the bells and whistles of the community. And so your HOA fee is going to be a little bit higher. And so you just need to know, you know, like what your requirements are and what you're looking for and all of that. But the last time I pulled up one of the sources that doesn't even have all of our new home sources, that doesn't even have all of them in there, there are 240 some communities in the Central Florida area. So if you think you're going to be able to pick the right one out of there, I think that you need a little bit of assistance with that, because it's a lot. And you can go to one builder, which amazes me that most of the time you go to a builder and you ask them what's going on in their other communities and they have no clue.
No.
They only know what's going on in their particular community. And so even if it might be the same builder that you want to go to another community that they have in that same house, but you don't know, but they can't tell you where to go or where the opportunities are. So it's always good to give us a call. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome back, Chris.
Hello.
at Frontgate Realty. Your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So when you are thinking about moving, there's a lot of things that you have to consider. And I was actually meeting with a seller this week that it was an investor that wants to sell the house that they have. And they've had the same tenant there for 7 years. So the tenant, it's like, you know, the tenant doesn't own the house or anything like that. But they're, you know, the owner wants to sell. So they're going to have about 45 days to get out of the property. I mean, and the owner has the right to tell them that and all of that kind of thing. But they've got a lot of stuff that they've got, you know, over the last 7 years. I mean, that's what happens to us, is that we tend to accumulate stuff all of that. And when you think about it, it's a lot to think about to move.
Well, I think we must have way more stuff than we need, because just yesterday, I don't know if you guys noticed when you're driving, but like, it's like on every corner, there's a storage unit place.
Oh, yeah.
So yesterday I was out by Old Canoe Creek, and there's a brand new Life Storage coming up. And I'm thinking to myself, my goodness, you know, you go 3 minutes down the street and there's another storage place. And then you go another 10 minutes and there's another one. And I'm thinking to myself, man, we've got too much stuff if we got to build all these places.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And they are coming up like hotcakes right now. Kind of like they're coming up as fast as the
Rosses and the TJ Maxxes and the rentals, right? It's like, oh my gosh.
There's two of them being built right next to each other over by Champions Gate, competing right next to each other.
No, they'll both be full
in no time.
Yeah. And they give you that first month free or for a dollar or whatever, you know, because they know you're not going to be there for 1 month. And so so I think it's like, really, you know, I mean, good for them. I mean, they're doing well. But as you said, there's a lot of stuff. So when you're looking at your stuff and what you need to do, I mean, if you are thinking of moving, even if it's like, I think I'm going to move in 6 months from now, I think it's a good time to think now of what do I really need and what am I going to, you know, need. I mean, you are definitely not the hoarder. You're the one that if I haven't used it in 6 months, it's going out the door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I am the type too. I told you I learned a long time ago, you know, with my clothes. I'll put my clothes on my hangers and then I'll put the other ones backwards. So I notice if after 6 months I still have my backwards hanger, well, then guess what? I haven't worn it in 6 months. I ain't going to wear it next month. So it's going bye-bye. So Goodwill, I go to Goodwill like at least every week. So my husband hates it, because half of the time I get rid of stuff and then he'll ask me and I'm like, well, you haven't used it. So it's, you know, going to somebody else.
So I think you should wait a year, because it's like you have to go through the whole season, you know. So it's like, I'm going to throw out that sweater. Maybe it wasn't this cold, you know, that cold this year. So. So, but anyway, we all have a lot of stuff that you need to go through. And if you are thinking about moving, then that's something that you do need to consider in looking at, you know, what you need to do in order to get that done. And when, you know, you're looking to move and you're going to close on a house, or you're looking even to move as a renter, there's a lot of things that you need to consider too. I mean, you need to make sure that you've got the utilities on and everything. I mean, it's one of those things that a lot of times you think last minute. We try to remind people and say a week before, hey, you might want to call the utility company and get these set on. I mean, there's water at the old place that you've got as well as the new place.
Yep.
So you want to make sure that you've got that cut off at the right time when you're doing that with the water and the electricity and gas. And then, of course, you've got the internet.
Yeah, the internet, I always tell them at least a week prior to closing, because for whatever reason, it always seems like the appointments don't ever work well with the new buyer, you know?
Right.
So I always say 2 days is great for like water and electricity.
Yeah.
So I'll usually put like a reminder on my phone just to send them, you know, hey, just don't forget to do this. But the cable, I always tell them at least 10 days, 7 days at, you know, at the least 7 days, most maybe 10. Because like I said, I mean, when I moved, Spectrum or whoever I had at the time would always be like at least a week or two out. And I'm thinking, oh, man, you know, I got to wait an extra couple days now. You know, internet is life. So
exactly.
Can't go without that.
Yeah. So you want to make sure that you've got that done. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. And when you're moving, another big thing that you have to think about and do is your mail.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And that's a really big thing to do because, you know, they do have those mailing kits that they have at the post office that you can set everything up. But it is not instantaneous.
Nope.
That it doesn't change it automatically, you know, the day that you're moving, unless you plan far enough in advance and you let them know. And so they can have that forwarding on when you want it to.
I think the mail is, if it's not 7, it's like 14 days that you've got to put it in. And then they'll start working on it. But it seems like about 2 weeks later then is when they start forwarding it. So
right.
That one, yeah, I think once you go under contract and maybe once you've crossed a couple more, you know, paths, obviously with Chris, you know, the lending side, and
yeah,
you've gotten a lot more, a little bit further along, I would say at least 2 weeks prior to when you're going to close to start, you know, putting that in.
Yeah. And
then obviously work out with the new buyer and say, hey, just FYI, you know, if you get some mail, junk mail is fine. But if you see something that might be important, like my guy was, he was sending me, he would text me. I gave him my number. So I'm like, please text me. And sure as heck, my husband had something delivered like 2 months later and he forgot to change it with UPS, I think it was. And he called me and was like, hey, I got a package. And I'm like, oh, thank goodness you're my friend now, because, you know,
yeah,
I might not have gotten it.
Tell them, toss the bills.
Yeah. Don't give me the bills.
But there are certain things like your bank and
exactly,
like any loans that you have or credit cards, mm-hmm, and that kind of thing that you want to go ahead and change your address, your insurance. And, you know, your voter registration is something that you definitely want to do. Your auto license and your driver's license. And all of those kinds of things you definitely want to do as well.
Let your credit cards know. If you try to buy something, you have the wrong address.
Oh, exactly.
That happened to me.
Yeah, the bank. Yeah, the same thing. If you do move and you don't, and you're putting in your zip code, it won't let you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unless you change it. So, no, that's a really good one.
Another thing that's really good for you to do is to create a binder to keep track of everything that's going on with your move. You know, it might be an inventory list. And we've talked before about all of the great supplies that they have out there that you can mark all the boxes,
yep,
with labels on different colors. And they have like the fluorescent ones, or they've, yep, got fluorescent markers or whatever.
Some of them even have the tape.
Yeah.
That will say bedroom or, you
right,
know, kitchen or what have you. So kind of makes the move a little bit easier. Almost makes you want to pack, in my opinion, right? Like, because you could use this color coded tape and everything.
And another thing that you might want to consider that, you know, it's just a common sense thing that you could do, but you might want to eat what's in the fridge and the pantry so you don't have to move that stuff.
Yep.
And start paring things down so that when you do move, you know, you're moving the dishes,
yeah,
and all that kind of stuff, but you're not moving, you know, like a hurricane's worth of food that everybody's,
yeah,
cleaned out the stores for. So you might want to do all that stuff. You might want to make sure that all your electronics are put together in the right way so that you can set them up. I know that, you know, a lot of times people are looking at a lot of stuff is wireless today, which makes it a lot easier. But there are still those components that are wired together. So knowing how they get wired together and, you know, making sure that you've got your wires all together on that when you get there. Just like you said, if you don't get there and the internet's not working, and you want to make sure that,
yeah,
all of the main components to that are working as well. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we will see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. And with me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
And we also have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome, Chris.
Hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we're going to kind of transition here, talking a little bit more about the mortgage situation and what's out there and everything like that. I know that we'd mentioned a little bit earlier in the show that you can get loans with as low as 3% down, and that's a conventional loan, right, Chris? And what's the scoop on that?
Yeah, so conventional, you know, in the past couple of years has recently been very competitive to try and match, we'll talk about FHA later, on lower down payment options. And so we actually have available to us two different versions of 3% down. The one that I try to do the most, especially for our younger buyers, or, you know, you're starting to see a lot of millennials enter the market. And so we call it Home Ready or Home Possible. Both of them are with Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, who they're the guarantees of all conventional loans. As a matter of fact, I have three buyers right now that I'm helping with them. It's such an awesome program. It does some unique things. It comes with a lower interest rate than even someone maybe putting 10% down.
Wow.
So, because typically the more money you put down, you'd expect the rate to be better. You're a lower risk buyer. So when they came out with this program and they rolled it out, they figured, hey, we need to help some of these buyers with some lower payments. You know, again, we're trying to combat higher rents and things like that. And they did such an amazing job, not only with the rates, but, you know, of course, on conventional loans, most people know if you don't put 20% down, which you don't have to do on conventional, you're going to have private mortgage insurance. Well, again, even on that Home Ready or Home Possible product, they've made it where that mortgage insurance is actually very favorable, very low. So again, increasing your odds of not only getting to home, but having an affordable payment that's very likely to be less than anything you can rent.
Yeah, which is awesome. And so and so with that, is there a specific credit score you kind of need with that, or
it varies? I mean, so conventional is a hard 620 no matter what.
Okay.
I will tell you, typically, if you're below a 660 or 680, at that point, we're probably going to start entertaining FHA instead. When you're in that middle line, I like to give you the options. I'll show you all the numbers. You know, so let's say if you're buying a house at $200,000, I'll just say, okay, look, if you go FHA, this is what your payment would be. You go with this round. And sometimes it's worth doing it the conventional route, because if you're someone who's going to sit in that home for a long time, I'm probably going to advise go that conventional route still, even if the payment tends to be a little bit higher if you're below a 660.
So with a conventional loan, then, is it, I know with FHA, it when you have that private mortgage, I know it's not called the same PMI, it's called something else because it's an FHA loan, but that extra payment that you've got because you're not putting 20% down goes the life of the loan. But with a conventional loan, does it stick with you the life of the loan as well?
Yeah, so so on conventional note, I mean, it will go away. Now, if you're only putting 3% down, that's probably going to take some time unless you're throwing big chunks of money at it on top of your payment.
But
interesting enough, on FHA, if you put 10% down, it actually will drop. It takes a long time, but you got to put at least 10% down to even have that option.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. So that's good. I didn't know that either. So that's a good option. So with that money, can that PMI or that extra payment can go away when you own 20% of the value if you get it reappraised or whatever is what you have to do, correct?
Yeah, you actually have two. When you're on a conventional loan, you have two options. If let's say you run into a chunk of money, you could almost immediately, I mean, let's say 6 months, you like win a big amount of money on scratch off or something. You could take that money and you could actually call them and say, hey, I want to, we call it recast. And it's not a refi or anything. What it is, you say, hey, I got a large chunk of money I want to throw against my principal. And as long as that amount of money puts you below or above 20%, then they will go ahead and recast your loan, get rid of the mortgage insurance, and they will change your fixed payment based on the new lower principal that you have.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. So,
wow.
That's good to know. Because I know everybody is, you know, winning that scratch off.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's common today when I got buyers who can buy a house without selling their house first.
Yeah.
And then they'll sell their house 6 months later or whatever. So they do it at their leisure. Oh, and then they will go and recast that mortgage, lowering their payment to something much lower.
Yeah, well, that's a great thing to know that you could do.
I didn't know you could do that without having to refi. Mm-hmm. That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Yep. And the other option is you wait at least 2 years. And if, let's say, we gained a big chunk of appreciation enough to where you're at that 20% mark, you can have them order an appraisal for you. And as long as it comes in the value that you need, they will go ahead and drop that private mortgage insurance.
Okay. All right. So that's great. So that's the first one. The next one is an FHA loan.
Yeah. So FHA is still, I would say a good 40 to 50% of the loans I do. And the reason why is it's such an easy loan to do. Especially if you're someone who has some past credit stuff that, you know, you're still kind of working on or whatever. And the reason why is FHA is such a lenient loan when it comes to its guidelines. And the good thing is it's always 3.5% minimal down. So it's not, you're not going to break the bank to do it. It also allows other interested parties, you know, let's say myself or realtors or the seller, to contribute money more than the conventional towards your closing costs and whatnot. So if you're someone who can only come with a down payment and we need to figure out a way to get your closing costs covered, we do have an outlet to do it. It's a little bit easier anyways on FHA. The disadvantage to FHA is no matter how good your credit is, score-wise, the mortgage insurance, and it's not private mortgage insurance anymore, now it's just FHA mortgage insurance, is a set amount no matter what. It doesn't matter how much your credit score is or what your credit score is. So you got someone who's a 620 is going to pay the same amount that someone has a 740.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it's actually very reasonable. It's not terrible. It's reasonable. And that's why I say sometimes you got someone who's a 640 credit score, you're better off FHA over even that 3% down conventional loan because of that mortgage insurance.
Yep. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you call 407-566-2555. Again, 407-566-2555. And another loan product that's out there are USDA and VA loan that are 100% down. And so those exist out there as well. And so why don't you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, so, VA is one of my favorite loans to do, and it's because we get the honor and privilege of helping our veterans. And so we really take a lot of pride in doing them. It's very unique because it is 100% financing. It also will push envelopes way more than anything else. VA calculates income a little bit different than any other loan program. And so, for an example, I have a veteran right now I'm helping. His debt to income ratio is, we use these numbers called debt to income ratios. It's 60% of his income is used up on that mortgage payment, which is definitely high. Yeah, I mean, you don't hear that in any other loan program. And it's only because VA takes into account other things. They have a whole nother calculation for us, but it's a great program. 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance payment. You can't beat that. If you're a veteran and you have your eligibility, even if you used it before in the past, or if you currently have a VA loan, you can still more than likely get another VA loan, even if you have one currently.
And another great thing about the VA loan is that when you're buying a house, the VA wants to make sure that it's in great shape for you. So it can't have any major repairs or anything like that need to be done to it. So you're going to know that you're going to move into a place that the AC is going to be working. You're not going to need a roof right away and all of the little things that they check to make sure that everything is going really well with it.
Exactly. Yeah, they're very similar, if not a little bit more strict on their appraisal as far as the condition of the home.
Yeah. And then we come to USDA, which is another.
So USDA is very unique. It's 100% financing, has a very small mortgage insurance payment. Very good program, but it's unique because it's dependent on location. It's more rural areas. So it's a hard loan to get into, but it's a good one if you can find a place.
Awesome. All right. In order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
And also we have Chris Urban from Butler Mortgage. Welcome, Chris.
Hello.
At Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we were talking before the break about the different types of loans that exist. And we talked about FHA, conventional, VA, and USDA. And one thing that we didn't talk about that I think we should still talk about is the bonds that are out there or the down payment assistance that's out there for people. Mm-hmm. And so why don't you give us a little bit of information on that?
Yeah, so, you know, you can call it bond or Florida Housing Corporation, and every county has DPAs. They call them either SHIP or NSP. There's other also grants called Chinoa. So these are all grants for the most part. They're all government grants.
And that's down payment assistance.
Down payment assistance, exactly. Yeah. We can shorten them all up to down payment assistance.
your DPA.
Yeah, DPAs, yeah.
Yeah.
So these DPAs or down payment assistance programs are not to be confused with a loan by themselves. They work in conjunction with a conventional or FHA loan, typically. And so we still have to qualify you for that, which typically, if you can qualify for a DPA, which are usually the more restrictive programs, then you're going to be able to qualify for one of the conventional or FHA. So there's always a bunch of them out there, and each one provides different amounts of money. The reason for these programs is if you're struggling to save up that money for your down payments and your closing costs, these programs offer you a certain amount of money, and they kind of change all the time. At the moment, for example, in Osceola County, we still have available to us $15,000 bond or that down payment assistance program. And then they have another version of it that will probably never go away. We'll give you $7,500 towards your down payment and your closing costs. So these programs are designed to help you with that. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot more to it other than they're just a little bit more restrictive on how much of your income we can use up or what we call those debt to income ratios. So they're still great because of that. And they all have different things. I like to talk about when I have someone interested in them, because I do get a lot of calls about them. Each one has pros and cons,
right?
So I have to go over that. That way you know what you're getting into. The big ones is usually your SHIP programs or your NSPs of the county level. Some of them will offer 20, 30. I think in Osceola right now, they get up to 60,000. So there's a lot of money to be grabbed there if you can fit into their box that they want us to get you into.
Right. And with those, there, like you said, there's restrictions. Some of them you have to pay them back. Some of them you don't. Some of them, the type of housing that's there, type of neighborhoods in some of those higher amounts. Mm-hmm. But on some of them, it's like as the longer you live there, they go away. And then other ones, you know, you don't have payments until mm-hmm. you actually sell the property. So there's a lot to know and a lot to manage when you get through that whole thing. And that's why you really need to sit down with a professional like Chris to go through everything to make sure that you've got the best option for what mm-hmm. you're looking for you and your family.
Yep.
So if you're planning on moving out of a house pretty quickly, like only being there a year or two, you know, it might not be the best situation for you. But if you're planning on staying there 4 or 5 years, you might, every year it might pay off 20% mm-hmm. of it by just mm-hmm. staying there. So it just makes sense to really look at the whole big picture. And that's what I think is really important. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you can learn, and you can learn a lot on the internet. Some of it's right and some of it's wrong. But what happens in real life really is sitting down with the professionals and figuring out, you know, like where you can move and what you want to move. If you're mm-hmm. a seller, figuring out how much money you're going to end up in your pocket with doing it. And I was meeting with a seller earlier this week, and we were talking about it. And like I mentioned, she's had a renter in there for quite a few years. So when we're looking at that and we're figuring out, you know, what needs to be done, a renter does not ever take care of the house the way that the owner does, just because it's not theirs. So they're mm-hmm. not going to repaint all the time. And by their lease, they probably can't repaint all the time. So there's just certain things that need to be done. I mean, carpets get worn out mm-hmm. after periods yep. of time and all of those things. So it's like if you just throw it on the market the way that it is right now, it's probably going to take a 10% cut from what you could get if not a 20 or 30% cut from what it would be if you had everything in perfect condition. Because we talk about all the time that people come in and, you know, they see that, you know, it's like when you go up to the front door, it's like there's a little area that needs to be painted. It's like peeling right there. Well, when you look at that, when you're coming up there, you're going to go, oh my gosh, you know, it's like these people aren't taking care of the house. Mm-hmm. And just like the landscaping, when we ended up going there 2 days in a row, and the first day that we went there, she's like, see, my landscaper is not getting the weeds out of the bushes here. Huh. So they had come back the next day as the owner and actually done it because they don't live in town, and actually pulled the weeds. And so it looked better and those kinds of things. But you definitely want to put your best foot forward as a seller. You want to put your best foot forward as a buyer. And the best way to do that is to be prepared and know and sit down and see what's going on out there.
Now, with these programs that you're talking about, they work in different counties, so the monies would be different, right?
Correct, yeah. So so like when I mentioned, Osceola County currently has that bond at 15. In Orange County, you couldn't buy a home and get that 15. You'd only get the 7,500. Okay. And so you'd have to realize, because I think there's currently only five counties available in Florida that are taking advantage of the $15,000 at the moment.
Okay.
And once that money runs out, they'll have to wait again to have reallocate some funds, and then they'll probably introduce. They try to aim for counties that are what they call hardest hit.
Okay. And so I know you talked about before, like from the hurricanes and stuff. Right?
Yeah, either hurricanes or if maybe there's an uptick in amount of people. So for example, Osceola County's flooded with a lot of people and not enough of housing. Or even maybe affordable housing, whatever it might be. So they deemed it a county that just needs a little extra help to get people into homes instead of renting.
Yeah. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio 93.1 WFLA, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Friday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty, and Chris Urban with Butler Mortgage. Remember, if you want to reach any of us, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, 407-566-2555. So last thing I want to talk about today are some good deals that are out there and everything. And there's definitely some great deals that are out there in regards to properties, depending on what you're looking for. If you're looking as an investor or you're looking to just buy yourself, go ahead.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, we do have one listing that I wanted to showcase. It's a new listing that we just put on about a week ago. It's located in Ocoee. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home, 2-car garage. Nice condition. The owner's in the process of doing a couple stuffs as we speak. It does have like a new pool pump, things like that. New fenced yard. So it would be a great first time, in my opinion, first time home buyer house. It's listed at 249, but 3 bedrooms, 2 bath with a swimming pool. The schools are all great over there as well, all the way from elementary to the high school. And again, like you said, I mean, now would be a good time because then you could get in within the next 30, 45 days, get situated, and then beginning of August, this school time. So, you know, time is flying. So that would be fantastic. So that's a great one. So give us a call on that one and we'll be more than happy to show it to you. But there's another one that I found that I think is spectacular as well. It's a golf front house. It's actually listed. It's not listed yet, but it's at 209. It's located in Apopka. It's a huge house. It's 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 2,800 square feet. The taxes are pretty low, about $3,000 a year as well, but they have it listed, or not yet, I should say, but it's going to be maybe coming on the market if they don't sell it ahead of time at 209. It only needs probably about $60,000, I would say, of maybe renovations. But if you think about it, the houses in that area are going for well over 360. So if you do the math on that and you do the small things, you could easily walk away with $40,000 to $50,000 if you went in as an investment.
Yep. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a good one.